Blog Talk Radio.
God soldiers,
it's time to take our place as the chosen. We must bring the heat from the streets and unthaw the minds of the masses that's frozen. There's no need to carry a Mac-10 when you understand the power of the pen. This is our greatest hour. We can't be afraid to speak truth to power. It all comes down to this moment. Do you want it or do you hold it? Do you want
time is like the mind.
You can't afford to waste it.
Success is on our fingertips.
Can you taste it?
Can you
we
taste
must
it?
Face it.
We
either
must
we arise and shine,
or we complain and die.
A nation of our own,
a nation of our own.
God didn't promise space, man. He promised land.
God didn't promise space, man. He promised land.
God didn't promise
and
space,
that's
man.
My
he
word.
Land.
The high priestess of information.
Economy.
And that's my word.
God didn't promise space, man. He promised land.
God didn't promise space, man. He promised land.
The high priestess of information.
Itani.
And that's my word.
Welcome to the show. Today is June the 14th, 2017. I am your host, Jada J, and this is Conscious Conversations. My co-host is not in today. I guess she'll be logging on a little later. Rosalind, wherever you are, friend, I know there's a reason. I love you. Holla at me. Today's topic, we will be talking about what is a lie and why do people lie and is lying natural. You know, today's subject is just basically the effect that lies have on our person, on our mind, on our lives. You know, to be lied to is a horrible thing, whether you're lied to from a person that you love or a parent or just in society in general, like most of the history books are full of lies. Just the effect that not having the truth can have on a person. So I really am hoping that we have some callers in today, that people will call in and chime in. I know most people, especially most women, there's nothing worse than a liar. That's a deal breaker for me, I'm sure, for most women, that for most women, lying is a deal breaker. Welcome to the show, Rosalind.
Thank you, Jada J. Glad to be here, as always.
No doubt. I was just getting into today's subject, which I'm a little not as confident about today's subject as I wanted, because I really had wanted to talk about something else today, but I don't know. I just did the lie thing. I'm hoping that we can get some participation on, you know, the effects that lies have on a person or people. You know, to lie to somebody is to rob them. You know, every human being deserves the truth. It's like water. Truth is life. Like water is the source of all life. Truth is life. And to be robbed of the truth, to be not given the truth, is to truly rob someone of their natural born right. You know, that which God allows them. And there's nothing worse than to be lied to. It causes a breach in trust and confidence. It causes sometimes a loss of life and property. You know, just to be lied to in general is a horrible thing. And I guess the main question I have out there is, why do people lie? And is lying natural? The number here is 646-668-2795. And the reason why I asked is lying natural, because you can have a little baby, and little baby haven't been around anybody but their parents, never heard their parents lie or anything, but you ask that child if they touched something or if they did something, and they will immediately tell you no or try to hide their hand. So where does that come from? Is it a natural instinct? Is that part of self-preservation to protect oneself in terms of that type of lying? I mean, why do people lie? Now, I can't explain why grown people lie when they know the truth, but I know in times in my life when I have lied, it really didn't sit right. This is how I know that those lie detector tests, I believe that they can sense, you know, a change in your energy or your anatomy or what your chemicals is going on in your body. Because if you're a righteous person or you're a right-guided person and you lie, you can't sit right with that lie. And you know you're lying. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, I stopped lying in my teenage years. I used to lie about stupid stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mama told me to come in, I sneak out with my friends and, you know, go party and, you know, lie like that. But, you know, as I became an adult and more aware of who I wanted to become, lying wasn't a part of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So you haven't lied since your teenage years?
Oh, I ain't gonna lie and say that. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, right now, so I'll lie out of necessity these days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll lie on my taxes or something like that. You know, or, you know, like, it used to be a time when I would call in on my job and lie. You know, back in the day, you used to call in and play like you would, like you were sick. Like, oh, I don't feel good today. Oh, I won't be coming in. And then as soon as you get off the phone, it's, oh, girl, let's go kick it. You know what I'm saying? So there's, you know, like
mm-hmm.
I said, I ain't gonna, I would lie. And even today, if I had to lie, I would, you know, like I would lie for my daughter, you know what I'm saying? And I think my grandson had fell out the bed. He was very young and a baby, and he fell out the bed, and, you know, we were kind of afraid. But, you know, when we took him to the emergency room, thank Allah, he was all right. But, you know, I was willing to take that charge for my child. You know, I just was like, I had him when I was nowhere around, you know. But, you know, sometimes I think a lie is necessary. Like I said, I lie to the government quick, and I don't think twice about it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And any chance I can get to get over on my taxes, I'm doing that. So, you know, to sit up here and say that I presently don't lie would be a lie. I try to be as honest as possible. Like, I don't feel like anybody feel like is a god over me, where I don't have to do things in my life now where it's necessary per se for me to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, run the streets. I don't cheat. I don't, you know, mess around with married men. You know, there's a lot of things that I don't do now, that I really do strive to live my life, you know, as honestly as possible. But if need arises, then yeah, if it was a necessity, I would lie. If it was a necessity. But there were times
mm-hmm.
in my life when it wasn't a necessity. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I just
mm-hmm.
want to go to work tonight. Now I don't have to do that. If I want to call in, I just say I'm not coming in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like the person that I'm loving or dealing with, no, I don't have to. I wouldn't lie. It's just not necessary to. You know, I try to be straight up and real. I try to lay all my cards on the table. I think honesty is the best policy. I have been told in my life sometimes I'm a little bit too honest, to the point where I talk
mm-hmm.
too much. You know?
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, it's just liars are fascinating to me, though. Because I have come across some, oh, yes, indeed. I have come across some grown people who just lie for no reason, and you catch them in lies. You know, like now I don't have a circle, per se. I think my circle is more like an arc now. But it's not even a circle anymore. But there was a time in my life when I did have people in my life, and you would catch them in lies. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
mm-hmm.
except for just lying for nothing, lying in my face. You know, I just don't get that. You know, or men. You know, I was dating this dude. This was years ago, maybe 10 years ago. I was my second stint at Boomtown. And I started dating this dude, and, you know, I'm asking him in the beginning, you know, are you in a relationship with someone? Are you married? He's like, no. Come to find out, the dude had been in a relationship with a woman 18 years. They weren't married, but they might as well have been. You ain't leaving that lady. You know, just why do people lie? You know? And even to not lie, omission to me isn't a lie. Omission to me is a lie. For you to mislead me or not tell me certain facts or not tell me the whole truth, that's deceptive too. You know, which is for me the main reason for me why
I
said
that's a big debate. That's a big debate for some. Some people don't believe that omission, you know.
Man, omission is a lie. Omission to me is a lie. Omission can be deceptive. It's deceiving. You may not have directly lied to me out your mouth, but you deliberately omitted information that would have been pertinent to maybe a major decision that would have been made. You know what I'm saying? Just say like, okay, say like we're getting married, right? And you don't tell me that you got a disease. Okay, you ain't lie, but mofo, you omitted it. You understand what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To me, you know, to deceive someone is a lie. Even if
mm-hmm.
you don't come out your mouth, you're being deceptive, you know. Like I said, I believe for me, getting married, you know, I believe I was deceived in a certain way. I'm going to go to my grave saying that I did not have the complete and whole truth, you know, and that's not cool. It's just not cool. You should be straight up and forthright with someone, you know, especially the person that you're loving and or anyone. You know, a lie has a damning effect on people, and you should just be honest. And people are not honest, you know, not all people. But, yeah, omission to me is an outright lie. Omission to me is deceptive. I think it's even worse. Welcome to the show, caller.
Mm-hmm.
773, welcome to the show. Today's subject is about the effect of lies and why do people lie and is lying natural. And Ms. Roz has added to the discussion that omission, some people would say that omission is not necessarily lying. So, like I said, for me, omission is sometimes worse than a lie. You know, when you deliberately leave out information. That's why I can't get with the American court system, where every question is not a yes or no answer. And to tell someone, okay, just answer the question yes or no, and you don't get to add certain things, that means you're not getting the whole truth. How can you tell me to tell the truth and the whole truth, but yet you cut me off talking about some, just answer the question yes or no? Everything is not a yes or no question answer. You know, certain facts, certain information needs to be had. And, you know, just like I have, you know, friends in my life who have lied about their baby's father. They know damn well that they was pregnant from somebody else and will lie that child's whole life. That whole life they will lie, knowing that you know that this person is that this person is not the father of your child. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
lies have tremendous effect. And to lie to someone is to rob them of their God-given right, you know. Is there anyone who wants to, you know, chime in on this, today's subject? The number here is 646-668-2795. Again, 646-668-2795. And we are talking about a lie and the effects that a lie has. Now, I know men who cheat on their wives quite frequently, constantly lie, will get a woman pregnant outside of the marriage. Now, I will say this. I respect the man who accepts his responsibility, and even though he has gotten another woman pregnant, he will be at least honest enough to say, well, you know, there's a child that's involved, you know, and take whatever he has to take in terms of accepting that. I was one of those children who, you know, did not know who my father was for many, many years. I met my father when I was 25. He was married. And the effect that affair had on his family and the mind of his wife, I guess, was devastating when she met me, you know what I'm saying? And she was very angry with me. And I'm asking her, well, why are you angry with me? If anything, you should be angry with your man and my mama. I didn't do anything. I'm a victim, too. You understand what I'm saying? So, and the fact that it just had on me as a woman, you know, coming into this life where I feel being lied to, not being told who my real father is. I wasn't told until I was 18, and I was not with him. I was not with my mother for a very long time. And then having an opportunity to meet him, and have an opportunity to meet some of my sisters, it was a blessing for me. My father has now mm-hmm. passed away. I'm Roosevelt Hill. I love you. May Allah be pleased with your soul. This man did not have to accept his responsibility and tell his family that he had an outside child, and he did do that. I was not invited to the funeral, nor was I told that my father died, which was very hurting to me. A friend sent me the obituary, or program But it's very disheartening because that one act that these two people, you know, him and my mom, that one act that they had affected all their lives. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
and it was not
right.
fair. It wasn't fair to his wife, nor was it fair to his other children, and it definitely was not fair to me. Now, like I said, in their older ages, they did try to rectify that, but the damage of that lie had already taken root. You can't change that.
Right.
You know? So, like I said, sometimes the devastating effect that a lie can have on lives is irreversible. And I think that most liars, I think they're comfortable in their lying.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. A man who cheats on his wife, and it's not like you just do it one time. You know what I'm saying? Where you know, with how they say shit happens, and you just get with a chick and something happens, and then you go on. I mean, these dudes purposely make it their business, and women too, because women are the worst, and I just have to put that out there. You think a man lies and cheats. When a woman start creeping and sneaking around, it's a whole nother beast. Been there, done that too, myself, you know. And I used to, and like I said, there was a time in my life when I used to lie. I would tell my first husband I'm going someplace and would be someplace else, but he lied to me first. He cheated on me with a white woman, and I just never got over that. So I don't know why we stayed together, because I never was right to him after that. You know what I'm saying? That's just what happens when a person trusts you and they look up to you and they think that you are a certain way, and in that effect that it has, that it's like a chain reaction that lie has on that person's life. I don't know if you've ever been lied to, like seriously lied to in your life, or if a lie has seriously affected you to the point where it may have changed the course of your thinking or changed the course of your life. Has that ever happened to you?
Has it ever happened?
Yeah, well, a lie changed, like really affected you or changed the course of your life.
You mean that was told to me or that I told?
That you told. No, that was told to you.
Nothing that shatters me terribly, no.
I mean, that's wonderful that you can say that because, you know, there are a lot of people out there who have been devastated by lies. I mean, truly devastated. And sometimes a lie is the hurt or the pain is irreversible, you know.
How many callers do you have?
One, 773. Don't know what the area code is. Yeah. I want to say Chicago, but I'm not really sure. Obviously,
yeah,
you know, welcome to. Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm listening in.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Welcome to the show, caller. Nice, smooth voice. But yes, we have another caller.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, caller. That's 850. Welcome to the show. Again, the
topic
for today.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. The topic for today is the effect of lies. Why do people lie, and is lying natural? The reason why I ask the question is lying natural, because you have a little child who has never really been around liars. They haven't heard the parents lie or anything. But they can be a little bitty child, a little baby, and you ask them if they did something or if they took that cookie or if they did this, and they will immediately say that they didn't. And if they weren't taught how to lie, where does that come from? Where does a lie come from? I know people say the devil is a lie, which he is, but is lying natural to the human spirit? Is it natural?
Well,
and is it ever okay
I'm not saying
to
it's
lie?
Natural. But you know, you don't want to deal with the consequences, you know. So I think, you know, even in my house, you know, I think it was a learned behavior, you know, because, I mean, you know, when I was young, you know, it was like, you know, the phone would ring and, you know, somebody would say, you know, you knew, you know, hey, tell them I'm busy, well, hell, you know, maybe mom or dad was sitting on the couch watching TV, and you'd say, oh, they're busy. You know, they're baking cookies or out working on the car. And you know what I'm saying? So you were taught to lie as a young child. You know, so, you know, so when you were taught that, well, you know, one little lie just leads to a lot of lies.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very good point.
You know,
you think that when we teach our children about holidays or Santa Claus, and then when that child finds out that that's a lie, I don't know if anybody has ever been affected when they find out that Santa Claus is not real. That lie is devastating also.
Well,
my mom told me
that
she was
devastated when I found that out, you know. No, you know, but I mean, you know, it's things like that. But, you know, I mean, think about it. When you go to a car dealer, you know you're being lied to, or you go, you know, to different businesses to buy things, you know, electronics or whatever. They're lying to you. All they want is your money.
True.
So, you're being lied to constantly when you're buying things. So, you know, I mean, you know, just think about it, you know. You can't go anywhere without being lied to. So, and even my stuff too. You know, try going 48 hours and just a little white lie. That's hard to do.
So,
Marjorie, did you take that from me? I have to take this call.
Okay. Yes, sir. We're listening.
So, I want to say, in my house, to the situation he was speaking to, someone call like a bill collector or something, I answer the phone and I tell them I ain't got no money. Like, and I do that because I know I'm being watched. You know, I mean,
right.
It is very detrimental. What we went through in the past and the way that we handled situations in the past, but now we know better. But we should be doing better, right? And so,
right.
True, it hurts when you get lied too, but.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be the change that you want to see. And if you're not holding up all the time to what's going on, you can't expect that from somebody else, regardless of whether it's little or big, because that's your measurement, and that measurement is relative to you, whereas their measurement is relative to them. I'm not saying that it's okay. I'm just saying that there's a balance in the way that things need to happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's interesting enough. And you know what?
Okay.
I remember back in the days, there were different, when I was in school, they were telling me there were different kinds of lies. Like, what is it? Like, venials? No, maybe I'm thinking about sins. Okay. I don't know. Forgive me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They used to say it's a little white lie, you know, the big black lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to say all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, we've got to realize, regardless of what it is, it's still a lie, right? Regardless if you kill somebody with a gun,
yeah.
You kill somebody with a knife, you still kill somebody at the end of the day, right? Same rules apply to everything else. If you do it, you do it. And if you do it, expect for it to get done back to you, you know? And I'm not saying that
mm-hmm.
that's always the situation or why it happened to people, but it's the world that we live in, and we got to surround ourselves with the people that we know to be trustworthy. But we don't have to worry about that lie.
Right.
No doubt. I agree.
No doubt. I agree, too. Ross, you were saying that someone you knew was hurt when they found out Santa Claus wasn't real?
My mom. She told me one day when she found out. Yeah, she found out she was crushed, shattered. I'm like, really? I didn't understand it, I guess, because I knew early on that was such a lie. I mean, I can remember even at 5 years old knowing that was a lie. But my mother was much older. And she never, ever wanted me to tell my nephews that there was no such thing as Santa Claus. I'm like, okay, really? Hmm.
see, I never told my children about Santa Claus. I've never had a tree in my house as an adult, you know. You know, so I just never did that. But like I said, there are times when I feel like lying was absolutely necessary. Still, like your brother said, a lie is a lie. You know, no matter how you put it, a lie is a lie. And like I said earlier, to me, omission is a lie. You got to put it all on the table.
From a male perspective, do you guys think that omission is a lie as well?
The one caller's phone has dropped.
Okay.
Okay. I'm still here. Intentional omission is a lie.
Is a lie, okay.
Intentional omission. And then I put that out there because we're two different genders, right? Men tend to be more physical, and we live in the here and we live in the now. So if I'm telling the story, I may literally forget details that you find to be important, right? So that's unintentional. As long as once it's discovered that this was forgotten or that this was missed, that is clarified, it's not a lie. But if I go into a story and I say, well, you know, I was at the store, from the store I went to work. I don't say I stopped in between, stopped at the bar in between. That's a lie because I know I did that. And I'm not telling you that because I don't want to suffer the consequences.
But going to the store, how important or how relevant is that to anything? Did you do something wrong?
You went to the bar and left that out.
Right.
Oh, okay. I missed that. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you, my significant other, I come home and, hey, I went to the store, and after I went to work, and then after that I stopped off at the store, and I came home. That's what I tell you. But in reality, I stopped at the bar in between the job and the store and had a drink.
Okay.
That's a lie.
All right. Yeah, that's a lie.
And it's omission, you know. It's just playing. Your words are very powerful, and you're playing with fire. You know, you're playing with fire, and you're going to get burnt. I don't care who you are, where you are, how you do it. It's going to come back because one lie constitutes a lie. You guys were just talking about Santa Claus, right? So, you know, that's a childish lie. It's something to try to make the kids happy. And truthfully, wholeheartedly, a lot of people feel good about giving their kids that fantasy, right? But eventually it comes out. And when it do come out, that hurt still comes with it. You know, me personally, for my children, I didn't feed that story. Your dad went out and worked and got this. Your mom went out and worked and got this. Ain't no damn Santa Claus. Say that last.
Right.
So, you know, and it was about the fact that, hey, that this is the truth. And here it is, you know, my daughter, 18 years later, she comes to me and she talks to me about anything and everything, stuff that I don't even want to talk about. But it's the relationship that I've developed because I was honest with her about all of my dealings. So omission is a lie. It is definitely a lie because it's misleading.
The interference is horrible.
Yeah. What's that?
I said the interference is horrible. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the show, caller 220. Welcome to the show. You know, I definitely appreciate you chiming in, caller, because you know it definitely makes for a much better show, especially when we get other people's opinions. Like I said, for me, liars are a particular breed. But like you said, no matter who you are, what you are, a lie is a lie, and it can't be changed. You can't change the fact that, you know, it's a lie. The other caller made a very good point about how we are constantly being bombarded by lies when we go to buy things, or in advertising. Most of the advertising industry is based upon lies. But is it impossible to raise your children and not lie to them? I mean, is it ever okay to lie?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it's ever okay to lie?
No, I can say, we lost some people when my kids was young, and I didn't do the cover up or they gone to this place and then be back later on, or they gone to that place and then be back later on. At a young age, I sat my kids down and I explained to them life and death. This is what it is. This is how it happened. And this is why. And so because of that, they do have a sensitivity to it, and they understand how important living life is because they see that there is an end to it.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, they've excelled what I expected from them. And they become something that I'm very proud of. And that's because, at least in my opinion, they truly understand what's going on. There are no clouds. There is no fault. At the end of the day, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So in that extreme situation, a death, if it's not okay to lie then, I don't think it's okay to lie any other time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Chloe, I think you got some great parenting skills.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to lie.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I
just try to give everything I did not.
That's another profound thing.
That's great. That's great to hear.
Another profound thing, because I think the vast majority of us have grown up to a degree. In environments where lies were normal, you know, we had a discussion some time ago about molestation, and you know, that you can go through a family where there'll be pedophiles in the family and they'll hide it, you know, or you know, a child will try to go to their parent and explain to them this is happening to me, and it'll be swept under the rug, or the child will be looked at as a liar. So you know, like I said, to give your children that which you didn't have is a wonderful thing, because not all of us have that, where you grow up in truthful environments, you know? That's just...
Right.
And it's a shame. It's really a shame.
It is.
That lies are acceptable, especially, like I said, you know, the first lies that I was, like I said, I was born into that, because I'm an outside child. My parents had an affair. And so, you know, that lie, it carried me my whole life up until the day that I met my father. And you know, like I said, the effect that a lie can have on your mental, you know, you love someone, male or female, and you love someone, and you are being 100% faithful to this person, and you find out that they lied to you or they have been lying to you, it is absolutely devastating.
I have a quick question for the gentleman. When she asked, do you think a lie is ever necessary or whatever, and I think you said no, right? I was wondering if it came down to protecting your children, or keeping them out of jail or something, would you lie? Would you consider it? Or would the answer still be no?
I hate to say it this way, but I wouldn't allow them to get in a situation where that can happen. So
I'm sorry. You said you wouldn't what? I'm sorry.
Allow them to be in a situation where that can happen. That's the best way I can describe it right now. So
okay.
Let's say they went out in the streets and they did something, right? And they came back to the house, and then the police came knocking at the door.
Mm-hmm.
I will go to jail before they do. And the reason being is that these are my children. You're not going to talk to them. You have no questions for them. That's the end of the conversation. I'm not going to say, oh, they was with me. I'm not going to, if anything, I won't give the police information.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit up there and make up a story for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's where we differ, brother, because I would. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest about lying.
That's right.
You know, I definitely will lie for mine. You know, and like I said, there was a situation when it was absolutely necessary for me to do that because my grandson had fallen. He was very young. He had fell out of bed, and we had to take him to children. And I let my daughter know straight up, these people get to ask you questions, you were nowhere around. You stayed with me. Because if anything had went wrong, the interference is horrible. But
that was me, Nate. I'm sorry.
Okay. But if anything had went wrong or say, you know, something really was wrong with my grandson, and it was an accident that he fell out of the bed because my daughter was asleep, but still, you can't explain that to these people when something happens to a child and, you know, they want to call any other people. So, yeah, for me, at that time, I'm like, you know, my life is halfway over. I could handle jail. I'll be good. But, you know, my daughter still had her whole life ahead of her. So, yeah, I was going to take that charge, absolutely, and was willing to lie, and did lie, really, because I told the lady that the baby was in the bed with me, and I was nowhere around. You know, but like I said, I feel, I mean, I'm not a Mother Teresa, I'm not a saint, you know, there are times when I feel that lying is absolutely necessary, and I would lie to save my own life. If I had to, I just would. You know, on principle, I try to be as honest as possible, and anybody who knows me knows that I'm a little too truthful. You know, sometimes, like I said, you know, I'm told, and I tell a little bit too much truth, but if I had to lie in order to save me or mine, oh, I would. Absolutely.
I think, so me personally, I wouldn't go to the extent of lying. I would just flip and I would become violent. Like, since we're being honest, you know, I'm one of them cats that, like, you hit the switch and it's a whole different person. So if it does become confrontational in the situation that you're just talking about,
mm-hmm.
then I would definitely try to take somebody out. It wouldn't even be a conversation. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. But I also know that for a mother, I'm not saying that men are different, but I know for a mother, there is no extent that you wouldn't go through for your babies. You know, if you had to, you would lift up a car, you would kill a person if you had to for yours, you know. And like I said, you know, mother, that was a situation that I felt like I really would have went to jail and did time for my child. I really would have.
And that's honorable. I want you to know I really do feel as though that's honorable. I'm not taking away from that at all.
Yeah, that's just the truth, brother. That's the absolute truth. You know, my life is, you know, my daughter has a very real soft nature, very kind spirit, and I really can't see her existing in the jail, you know, or that if I could take that from her, oh, I would. I absolutely would. Go in there and teach everybody. They'll probably put me in solitary confinement or something, but, you know, I absolutely would do that. And like I said, you know, I have been the liar, and I have been lied on and lied to. You know, so, you know, I'm like I said, it's always honest as possible. You know, my first husband cheated on me, you know, it was get back. That's where my mind was at that time, you know, and get back wasn't easy. It wasn't nice for him, but it was a justification for me, you know. So the effect that a lie has on a person, like I said, some people never recover from lies that they have been told or that have been told. You know, some people are sitting in jail right now because of liars, and they're absolutely innocent. I think the whole justice system is based upon lies, you know. So
the justice system, this whole country, African, black, melanated people's existence in this country is based upon the lies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I totally. And that's why I say, you know, what you said is honorable. Me personally, being in a situation where with losing my kids, I'm telling you, I'm going to try to kill somebody. I'm not going to try to cover anything up. I feel as though if I eliminate the threat, I ain't got to worry about it. And I hate to say it so bluntly, but that's just what it is. You know, you say men and women are different. You know, we have our different ways, but we serve a very similar purpose. You know, a man's mm-hmm. job is to protect. So at the end of the day, if something threatens my family, my clan, my people, it's my job to step in and intervene. And whatever mm-hmm. that means me doing, you know, I'm going to do it. So, but I can say that I wouldn't go, just the way my mind worked, I wouldn't go to a point of trying to make up a story. I would go to a point of being violent. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Man, that's deep. Welcome to the show, caller 540. Welcome to the show. Again, today's question is the effect of lies, and why do people lie, and is lying natural? We have also discussed omission being, omission is a lie, and the brother clearly articulated that the different instances where omission is a lie. So, again, you know, I think everybody in their lifetime has lied at some point. Like I said, you know, every chance I get, I can lie on my taxes, I'm doing it. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get every loophole that I possibly can. And in that sense, like I say, moving it throughout my daily life, you know, when I come into people, no, it's not necessarily for me to lie to you. But, you know, crunching a few numbers, I don't have no problem with that. I might not be right, might not be honorable, but if you can give me a few extra dollars, some of these people who take it from me, and the person say, well, that's not cool. Hey, you got a whole president talking about he don't pay taxes at all. You know what I'm saying? And you taking 33% from me and don't want to give me my money back. Yeah, I'm trying to do whatever I can to get that to get that extra edge. But it's still a lie. It's still not honest, you know? So like I said, the question is it ever okay to lie? Is it ever okay to omit things, you know? Anybody else? We have five callers on the line. Five callers on the line. And again, everybody's not as honorable. Some people never lie at all. I guess that works for them. Like I said, you know, I don't lie like I used to when I in my younger days, when I wasn't as conscious. But even in my conscious state, like I said,
You really think it's possible that people never lie?
Yeah.
Never is strong. That's strong.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as an adult, I mean, they may have lied in their youth or something, but as an adult, I do believe that you have people who just don't lie. There's no need to. I do believe that. Now, your wife might ask you, baby, am I fat? And you might lie and be like, no, baby, no, it's just, you know, getting out there. You know what I'm saying? What they call them little white lies. Sometimes it's absolutely necessary. Like the brother said, he don't think it's ever a time. I think it's a time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not good to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
But hold up. A lie is a lie, though.
It is, but
just
still, you won't
just because
pee,
it's
you
necessary
won't pee.
Doesn't mean.
I mean, if your girlfriend asks you, am I getting fat, or do I look fat in this, are you going to be honest all the time? No, her mental state might be such.
In trouble. I stay in trouble.
No, you're saying you tell her, right? You tell her the truth, right?
I tell her the truth, but I stay in trouble. Lord, no.
Okay.
I mean, one could say she shouldn't have asked, but at the same time, you can't have no peace being honest all the time.
That's true. So it's a certain way. So you could be truthful and tactful at the same time, right? Like, maybe
truth and tact. Would that leave? Hold on. Truth and tact. So are we back on omission?
Not on the
because
mission.
Sometimes the way things are worded, it's like, you know, you are just changing semantically what the same thing. You're saying the same thing, but you just said it in a different way.
Exactly.
So,
I said it in a different way. So I will confirm it. and I will confirm it and say, so, baby, do I look back? back, we comfortable. We living good. We good. You know, sometimes you gotta let loose a little bit. You know, so don't even worry about it.
Right.
And you know that's
right.
not gonna fly.
If a hell of a lot.
You saying he knows that's not gonna fly?
I know.
Yeah, he knows. I'm just saying.
Coming out.
What's your favorite level?
I say it's a hell of a lot softer than coming out and saying, "Oh yeah, baby, you fat. You're a beast. You like a damn elephant." No.
It doesn't matter how you say it. You're telling her that she looks fat. You can
right.
say she's still saying yes. It doesn't matter, and I'm saying this, beloved, because I have, you know, spent 20 years. I did at one time spend 20 years dealing with women, and you know, I have had to lie in my lifetime. And I'm just saying, if you want, sometimes if you want peace in your house, and you want peace, especially if you're dealing with somebody who needs validation or somebody whose mental state may not be quite stable, and they're asking you a question and they're expecting a certain answer, and you try to be honest all the time, honest keep you in trouble sometimes. So I'm just saying that, and you can verify. It will keep you in trouble sometimes. Just to have peace, you have to say, "Oh, baby, you know you look good. No, no, baby, you look good."
Wait.
Just because you don't feel like going through it that day. Huh?
No. It's a difference, though. The question was, do I look fat? That was the question. I tell my wife all the time, "You're beautiful. I love you for who you are, every inch of you, and I don't want you to change for nothing."
That's
what I'm saying. So, I mean, me, I don't say anything that will hurt her confidence, you know. I don't want to cause any shadow of doubt in regards to how I feel about her or how I see her. So I always reinforce it with something, regardless of what it is. Always reinforce it with something positive.
You have learned. Good for you.
Yes, because a lot of people don't learn, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of women are looking for validation from their mates. And those questions are loaded. You know what I'm saying? Those are loaded questions in time. Or say if you with your friends and, you know, y'all are getting ready to go out. Like, it was some sisters that came to the casino last week sometime. And I just couldn't for the life of me understand why they weren't honest with each other. Because one sister, her stomach was hanging all out. The stomach is too big to be wearing that. You with three other women. Why didn't they tell you to take that crap off? Why? Why did you come out the house looking like that? I just don't understand.
That's a whole nother
thing. If that would have been my friend, I would have been honest and be like, "Homegirl, your stomach is a little too big for that." Like, you know, like I tell my daughter. Her friend. Y'all need, it's just clothes y'all got on, they don't fit no more. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to take that off. They think they look sexy in it. That's not sexy. But, you know, again, everybody's not, I mean, I don't know. If you're hanging out with your friends, you don't want to be honest with your friend and tell her, you know, y'all all looking at each other, you can tell your friend, "You putting on a few pounds, chick, you might want, you know, be in the gym a little bit. Or you might want to take that outfit out because you're not looking good in that. It's too tight."
I don't know. It depends on the friendship, because I know Roz might not ever tell me that. But,
I would never disrespect you in that way.
Well, why couldn't she tell you if you didn't look good in an outfit? Why couldn't she tell you that and y'all have a true friendship? I don't understand that.
I agree with you, sis. I would tell my friend that, because that's what being a friend is about. You know what I'm saying? I would say that. You know, I love you.
If somebody gets hanging out and you tell me that, then I think I would be insulted, because how dare you? If you look the way you, but to me it depends on the friendship. But I was just kidding with Roz. She could tell me that and I would accept it, because I know she's a true friend. So
but listen, there's also a difference in what you can say to some your significant other and what you can say to a friend. There's a big difference.
True. True.
I'm being honest with my friend. I'm just going to be honest.
You're being honest what? No matter?
Yeah, no matter what. And you're very honest with me. You just told me yesterday I talk too much.
That's what I'm saying. Because that's where we are.
You know what I'm saying? And I give out a little too much information. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and that was necessary information for me, you know what I'm saying, that I needed. We've been friends 20 years. Why can't you be honest with me? And I take that out of love and not that you're trying to hurt me or tell me something that's going to affect me. You're telling me some real information. As a matter of fact, all three of y'all confirm that. You give up a little bit too information. You should have kept that to yourself. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think that when you have true friendships or your true relationship, you should be honest. You should be able to be honest without repercussions.
I agree. If it's a true friendship, I definitely do.
No doubt.
I agree.
Now, let me ask this question. For in terms of love relationships, because I have been lied to. And like I said, there was a time in the past when I was a liar, but I have been lied to. So if your significant other came home and told you I'm in love with somebody else, and they were honest, and they were straight up honest with you, is that better than them creeping and lying behind your back?
Almost
nope.
Definitely.
Because some people say they want the
Almost
truth,
definitely.
But do they really want the truth?
I want the truth.
Well, I would want the truth. I want the truth.
I'm grown.
I don't care. Just go ahead.
I want
me
the
too.
Truth.
Don't
I want
feed the
truth. Me cookies. Tell me the truth.
Right.
I would respect him. I would at least respect him for telling me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you. I found out something. We all going to hell.
I feel you on that.
Mm. I definitely feel you too. Yeah, I think a person can handle the truth. Like me, I can handle the truth. I can't handle a lie. A lie has such a profound effect on the person that's being lied to. It's like you're seriously robbed. Seriously robbed. Be honest. You know, just keep it real. But everybody ain't into keeping it real.
One other part. Do you think that people can liars can change and stop lying?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't believe they can. I don't.
Oh.
I don't think they can. I don't think they can.
A bit about me. When I was younger, I did used to lie. I say a bit about me. When I was younger, I did used to lie, as we all have. There is a change that can occur, but there has to be a significant reason behind it. You're not going to wake up one day and just decide to change, just to change. So my transformation occurred because of the birth of my children, not for no other reason, right?
Uh-huh.
So I grew up in a very rough childhood, very rough childhood. So the thing was that at a certain point in my childhood, 15 years, I promised myself that I would never put my kids through the shit that I went through. So when I found out I had a baby on the way, everything that I was doing in the streets, I put down. When I say everything, I mean everything. And so it took me a while to come to my adult self. But essentially, I got to where I'm at right now. On why I don't participate in the bullshit.
Right.
So
I tell you this.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to make a joke. I would tell you this. If you did lie, you'd be a good one because you got a little sexy voice there.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, but go ahead.
I was just saying, I mean, it takes a lot in order for a person to change. It's not something that you can decide to do. So
your phone is going in and out, beloved.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying that it takes a lot for a person to change, and it is something that can be done. But it's not as easy as just saying, I'm not going to do this no more. It's not like quitting a pack of cigarettes, you know? It's not like breaking up a relationship. I mean, you're talking about changing who you are, and that means that you have to let go of the person that you were. A lot of us don't want to do that because we don't want to do that. We have to quit the person that we think that we are. We don't actually go through that true transformation to take it to that next level.
Right, right.
I think that there are such things as pathological liars. There are some people who that's all they do is lie, and they're comfortable with lying. And for those type of people, no, I don't think that they change. I really don't.
But like,
just lying for no reason.
They're pathological, and they're comfortable with what they know. So when they become uncomfortable with it, they're going to stop it.
I agree with you, sis. I don't know about that.
Because if you're a pathological liar, you just, it's something in you. You can't help it. And it, no matter what comes out of your mouth, is a lie. It just, you know, and especially if you're lying to keep your
Hello?
Sometimes you just really
Yeah, she went out real bad.
Yes, you did. Could you repeat that again, sister, please?
Oh, I gotta remember. I gotta remember what I said. I said some people are just.
Oh, she's going out again.
Okay, listen. I think that when they say sometimes the truth ain't in you, they got certain people. The truth does not lie with them.
Yeah.
And that doesn't change.
I agree.
With certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of us have been seriously devastated by lies, whether it's by parents or people that we love. Can you ever truly recover from a lie?
Depends on whether or not you're a forgiving person. Are you
and
forgiving?
How much work is required?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a deep, that's a question.
I know it took me 20 years to recover from my first husband's lie with the white woman. You know what I'm saying? It literally took me 20 years to forgive this dude and work past that. You know what I'm saying? So,
it takes time.
That's how devastating a lie is, especially when you believe in someone and you trust that person and you put your faith in that person. It can crush the whole core of who you are and have you questioning yourself based upon their bullshit.
No doubt.
I totally agree.
And I think that this is why a lot of women are bitter is because, you know, you give your all and, you know, you do what you're supposed to do and you looking at this person like they real and they care for you and they love you and then you find out that the whole thing was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? How do you as a person, how do you trust that? How do you go forward in your life, you know, trusting anyone when, you know, you spent, you know, a certain amount of your life trusting this person. Like I said, it took me 20 years to recover. And I don't even, still, if you can hear me, I'm still mad at this dude for cheating on me with this white woman.
Right.
She could have been black, but the fact that she was white was even more devastating.
You can hear it. You're absolutely.
Interesting.
And that was in 1990. It's 2017. So it's hard when you look at the effect that a lie has on a person or has on a child or has on a person when they are lied to. It's just, like I said, I think it's irreparable. Anyone else want to chime in? We have approximately a few seconds. We could stretch the show, but we have a few seconds left. Today's conversation was very involved. And like I said, I personally believe that there are times when lying is necessary. I do believe that. But that's just my personal opinion. A lie still is a lie. It's still hurtful. But like I said, if I'm in a position where I have to save my life or save my daughter's life or my children's life, oh, yeah, I'm doing that. And if I have to lie to the tax man, I'm doing that too. Point blank.
Now, a lot of people do that.
But they don't consider that lying, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're right. You're right. They don't.
They don't consider that to be dishonest or to be lying. They feel like I'm getting what I deserve, and I believe that. You know, I feel like if these rich people can get by without paying taxes, and you know, me crunching a few numbers, man, I'm good. I'm cool with that. I don't feel no ways guilty about that. You know, may not be absolutely honest, but that's just where I am.
I agree. I do it. I don't feel guilty at all. But there are some that, you know, you can tell that do make you feel guilty. You know, mm-hmm. there are some that make you feel guilty. That's
mm-hmm.
not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that would be categorized as a necessary lie.
There you go.
Because there are lies that are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just is, you know. I'm sure that there are parents who may be getting a divorce, you know, and sometimes they may not be quite as honest with their children about what's going on. Now, you can word it in different ways and don't have to, you know, necessarily lie to the children. You may just omit things. But, again, that goes back to, is omission a lie? Sometimes it's necessary to omit things. Sometimes it's not. It just depends. But I definitely think when you're dealing with your significant other, like the brother said, you know, even if it hurts, sometimes it's just necessary to be honest at all times. Sometimes you only want to deal with all truth. Don't bring good results. All truth don't bring peace.
You ain't lied about that.
And with that being said, people, today was a wonderful, wonderful conscious conversation. I do thank everybody for taking the time to chime in. It's always a wonderful conversation when everybody is involved and we have more than just Roz and I talking, but I do appreciate it. If there's any last words, anybody else want to say anything before we end the show? Anybody?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It was a good one for me. It was a good show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to thank all my callers for calling in, all those who chimed in, all those who were listening, for adding to the conversations. Like you, Roz, I get texts too. But, you know, I just want to thank everybody again. And as always, man, be good to each other and, more importantly, love yourself.